The Mission, a little series that we put together for our Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday morning, and it'll conclude today. Let's go with it, Rog. We're rolling. The Mission. Today's message is titled, say it with me, Mission what? Accomplished. Last week was Mission Possible. Mission Possible. Today, Mission Accomplished. Let's go. Let's keep looking. Here we go. We're rolling. Mission. What does the word mission mean? It's an operational task assigned by higher headquarters. It's an operation designed to carry out specific goals. It's an assigned duty. It's ascending or being sent for some duty or a specific purpose. That's why Jesus came. He was on a what? He was on a mission. Okay? And you and I were His mission. Mission Possible. We talked about this last week. Here was His mission. And I thought I could... And I can see God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit coming up with redemption's plan. Jesus saying, I will be like them. And I'll live among them. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to be like them and I'm going to live among them. I will die for them. This is His mission. I will go to hell for them. That's what He did. Whether you want to accept that or not, He took all your sin, all the things you've done, which would have sent you to hell, and He took it on Him, and He took your punishment. You understand? Yes or no? That's what He did. Okay? That's why it's so crazy for you to think you can work your way to heaven or give some money and get to heaven or go to church and get to heaven. You can't do that. He went to hell for you. He took your hell, my hell. Amen? And then, Mission Possible. I will what? Rise again for them to be seated at the right hand of God the Father, and ever live to make intercession for them. Wow, what a mission. Amen? By the way, you couldn't pull that off. Amen? Only He can. That's why all other religions are dead ends. Are you listening to me? See, well, this religion's good and they're nice people. Well, okay, I give them that. They're nice. Okay? But did they come down here and live among us? Die for us? Say. Go to hell for us? Say. Rise from the dead for us? Say. No. That means it's a dead end. Got it? Yes or no? You ought to get that kind of thinking. That's not being arrogant. That's being truthful. Jesus said, I'm the way, the what? Truth and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. That's just the truth, guys. Truth is good for us. Eat it. Eat that truth. And get it down inside of you. The truth of the gospel, the resurrection. The Son of Man has come to save that which was what? Lost. Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Jesus didn't come to live a long life. He came to save sinners. Keep looking. Today's message, Mission Accomplished. We're rolling. Let's talk about it. Did He do it? Did He do it? I want to talk to you about His death. He said, I'll go down there. I'll be like them. He did. I'll live among them. He did. I will die for them. I'd like to pick it up right there. Jesus was crucified in the morning at about 9 a.m. according to Scripture and tradition, we believe. He suffered a slow and agonizing death. Look at what happened at noon, 3 hours later. According to the Bible, read the Scriptures. Look at what happened at noon from the Bible. Say those two words with me. What happened at noon? Say it with me. Lights out. At night or at noon? At noon when the sun shines in its strength. From 10 to 2 is the strongest sun will ever shine. Boom, at noon. Lights out. Now from the sixth hour, this is Jewish time, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. So lights out from when? From noon till when? 3. The darkness occurred at the very brightest time of the day and lasted till 3 p.m. Hang in here with me. Slap yourself. Wake up. Come on. Listen to what was discovered in one of the archives of one Pontius Pilate. This is a document apart from the Scriptures that say it. And if the Scriptures say it, that's good enough for me. But when you can find another document, that's sort of cool. Pontius Pilate wrote, and we got to get him. We got him as an airplane pilot. It's really P-I-L-A-T-E, but that's all right. We're just checking on you. We're seeing if you're awake. I'm Pontius. Pontius Pilate. Here we go. Listen, come on now. Get back with me. Who wrote to Tiberius Caesar about his events in Jerusalem? He writes, and we find these writings. Here's what it said. And him, Herod, and Archelaus, and Philip, Annas, and Caiaphas, the high priest, with all the people, delivered to me, making a great uproar against me that I should try him, that is, the Christ. I therefore ordered him to be crucified. Having first scourged him and having found against him no cause of evil accusations or deeds. And at the time he was crucified, say it with me, there was all over the world. The sun became darkened at midday, the stars appearing, but in them there appeared no luster. And the moon, say it with me, as if turned into blood, failed in her light. That's what happened. Just like the Bible says, Jesus, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, listen to what Jesus said. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Was this the exact time that our sins were placed on Jesus? And this is my message back to you today. So it's my thought on this one. I believe so. When he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? I believe that's when God didn't answer back. Remember when John baptized Jesus? Remember way back when? And the heavens opened and there was a sound from heaven that said, say it with me, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well. This time, no answer back. That's how much God loves you. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave His Son so we could live. And as crazy as that might sound to some of you, I understand. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen? And all I can tell you is I put my faith in that as a 16-year-old hellraiser. I've seen thousands do it since. And I tell you what, you can bank on it. You can have a changed life. You can have hope by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. Matthew 27. Some of them that stood there, when they heard Him say that, they said, this man is calling for Elias. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. What a spectacle. Listen to Jesus' last words before His last breath. Matthew 27:50. Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, He yielded up the ghost. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, say it with me, it is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost, or life. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, another scripture, He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, thus He gave up the ghost. Jesus' final cry was, say it with me, come on. It is finished. We're talking about a mission. It's a certain task from headquarters for a specific duty. What did He say? What was His mission? I will be like them. I will live among them. I will die for them. Is the mission getting accomplished? Say, oh yeah. Father, into Thy hands I commit my spirit. The mission. He's on it. Can you feel it? He's on it for us. Now look at what happened next. Walking the story through. It's Easter Sunday morning here at Fellowship. Let's walk the story through. What happened when that happened? It is finished! What happened? the veil of the temple was rent in two. This was Passover, by the way. Big Passover celebration. That's what they're celebrating right now. It's based on the lunar calendar. That's why Easter always switches dates. Why ain't it always the same? Because it's an actual event that still takes place. It's called Passover. This was happening. So you can imagine all the people celebrating Passover and what's going on. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks started splitting. Y'all hearing me today? All this resurrection thing's no big deal. And this death of Jesus, I think it's a pretty big deal. You hear me say? Okay? And the graves were open. This part I don't even understand. Many bodies of the saints which slept got up and started walking. That's craziness right there. And came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when He rises a little bit later, other people are rising. Y'all probably didn't see that sometimes in Scripture. It's craziness going on. It would scare me. I know that. Here we go. Talk about that veil ripping. The veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. The veil. Like a big curtain that would come across this stage. Imagine that. It was rent from the top to the bottom. The veil in the temple was a barrier that stood between the holy place and the holy of holies. A big, thick curtain. This was Passover, and the priest would have been ministering in the holy place at the very time of Jesus' death. Suddenly, this huge curtain, say it with me, 19 feet high, 60 feet wide, and over 4 inches thick. That's some phone book to rip right there, I'm telling you. Amen? That's some serious cloth. It ripped completely in half, totally revealing what? The Holy of Holies. If you're not careful, you can miss this stuff when you read. This is what happened. Part of the mission. By the way, secular historians of the day like Tacitus, Josephus, and even the Jewish Talmud refer to this event actually happening. It's incredible. You can't deny the death of Christ, and you can't deny the resurrection of Christ. We could talk about it a long time. Keep looking. Hebrews 9. Now, when these things were thus ordained, this is just talking about the priest. The priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without the blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. But Christ, being come in a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, say this part with me, but by His own blood He entered in, how many times? Into the holy place, having obtained eternal what? Redemption for us. So that temple veil rent, Jesus shed His blood, that all was happening so you and I could be saved. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctification to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen? That's the beauty. When you've been forgiven by Christ, you are what? Forgiven. Say it with me. When you've been forgiven by Christ, you are what? Forgiven. Your salvation didn't come through some goat, some heifer being the blood being shed. This is the Son of the living God who has forgiven you. Mission accomplished. You ought to live like that. Amen. Say. You ought to walk in forgiveness. Get your head up. So many people walk around, I'm a Christian. Well, you sure don't look like it. Get your head up. I'm saved, man. Come on. The mission, it's rolling. I'm actually making good time here. Jesus was dead now, and what? What was the mission? I'll be like them. I'll live among them. I will die for them. The next one is, I'll go to hell for them. He was dead and buried. Matthew 27, even when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea. His name was Joseph of Arimathea, who also himself was a disciple of Jesus, a follower of Jesus. He went to Pilate, not the flying guy, this guy. He went to Pilate. He begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered, and Joseph, and when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher, and he departed. So he's dead now, and he's what? He's buried. I will die for them. That's my mission. He's on it, ain't he? Say, keep looking. I will go to hell for them. And we talked about that last week in our message, how that somehow when he died, there's some scriptures that talk about him going into the lower parts of the earth somehow and taking our hell for us. So I'll die for them and I'll take their hell. Jesus arose from the dead. Let's look at it. We're almost done. Hang in here. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Man, things are quaking everywhere. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as what? Dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Say this verse with me, all of it. Come on. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Keep looking. And go quickly and tell his disciples he's risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into all of Galilee. There you shall see him, and lo, I've told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and they did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail, and they came and they held him by the feet and they worshipped him. Jesus arose from the dead. So, what was the mission? I will be like them. I'll live among them. I will die for them. I will go to hell for them. Last one, I will rise for them. Say it with me. Mission what? Can we say it loud? Mission what? One more time. Mission what? That's what we celebrate today. The mission of Jesus. And I'm done with the message. I just wanted you to feel it. I wanted you to walk with Him a little bit and see what He experienced. Now it's up to you. When I was a kid growing up, grew up poor as dirt, I wanted to be a lawyer. I still remember, wanted to play ball, be a professional athlete. You know, we all want to do that, right? But I wanted to be a lawyer. I got saved, became a Christian when I was 16. I started serving at the church and driving a bus when I was 16 years old, picking up little kids. I started teaching in junior church. I didn't realize that I could sing. I started singing with three pretty girls and even a pretty piano player. Not a bad gig. I started singing. I saw people come to Christ as a young man. God did something in my heart. And I gave my heart to follow the Lord and to preach. I didn't know what that meant. I just wanted to serve Him full time. And I asked Him, just please pay me. That was my word to the Lord. Pay me. I don't want to starve to death. Does it look like I've starved? The shirt's as big as a tent. I know. Here we go. But anyway, my point is this. I took a different path. Instead of being a lawyer, which I believe I could have been, I took the path of preaching the gospel. I'm going to tell you something. I've made the case, though, today. We're all sinners. We're guilty before God. No other religion's going to take you to heaven. You hear me today? Okay? Jesus came. He lived. He died. He took your sin, took your hell. He rose from the dead. There is no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. That's the case. And here's the deal. The Bible says he's the judge. Guess who's the judge? Somebody take a wild guess. Jesus. All authority has been given to Jesus by God. The Bible also calls him my lawyer, my advocate. But so I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't put your faith in Christ, in Jesus Christ, I'm going to just use a word you ain't going to like. You're screwed. Excuse my language. Did you hear me today, plain English? The case has been made. Do you know Christ? It's not me putting you down. I'm not putting you down. I'm trying to let you know I'm just like you, man. I'm a sinner too. We both need Jesus. Say that with me. We both need. Can we say that again? We both need Jesus. Could I lead you in a prayer today where you'd receive Christ? That's what the Bible says. Look what it says. If thou shalt confess or pray or say with your mouth, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and here's a big thing, and believe in your what? What is the heart? It's the center of who I am. It's not that pumping thing. It's my emotion. It's my will. It's my rational thought. God says, believe there. In me, that I raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be what? Saved. And I love this. With the heart, man believes into righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made into salvation. I love this verse right here. Look at it. Say it with me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you let Easter be your birthday? How about that? Amen? You can try to argue the case if you want to. You're going to lose. Amen? I've read the book. Amen? Come on. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stay with me now.